Right now, we are joined in the studio by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library, or as her name tag says, Susan B. Staff of the Chapel Hill Public Library, for another round of Talking Books. How are you?
I'm doing great. That means that our prototype of our new staff badges are working, because you could read it from way over there.
I was able to read it. Also, the good folks at My Eye Doctor doing a good job as well, because these are very nice glasses. Yes.
Do they send you a check for that, like once a year?
I hope so. Yeah, I probably should mention it more than one time ever, but yeah.
Yes.
We'll see. It's a very nice badge. It looks like your last name is Staff, though.
Susan B. Staff.
Susan B. Staff, yeah.
So yes, I have my town badge, and then we have our library badge. And the thing about badges is, somebody could make a lot of money creating ID badges as accessories for women. Like, men just stick it on, or they stick it in their pocket, or they hang it on.
Because we don't care.
You don't care. We dress ourselves. I have on accessories. I have on this collared thing. There's no place for this. And
it ruins the ensemble. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, the little clip thing. If you don't have, a pocket or something, there's nothing
to
clip it to. The lanyard's ridiculous.
Ready wearing a necklace. What do I need for a lanyard? Librarian problems.
Yes.
Right here. How the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Now that you have come in with all of your problems and shown me how good I really have it.
Yeah. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about books.
Talking Books with Susan Brown.
We're talking about books with Susan Brown.
And you know what's funny? When I talk about the show, I call it Talking Books with Aaron Keck.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not the title of it.
Yeah,
but if you said it was Talking Books with Susan Brown, that would just sound real egotistical.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Because
whenever I say the Aaron Keck show, it's like I feel weird saying it. Like it's still.
I still like Aaron's in the Afternoon.
Aaron in the Afternoon.
I dropped my voice there.
Yeah.
Aaron in the Afternoon.
Yeah. The Aaron Keck show is, I prefer that, but I still feel like either of those. I feel weird saying out loud, like, I host the Aaron Keck show. I'm like, okay, good for you.
You could call it the Susan Brown show, but you could host it.
Oh, I could do that.
That would
be
weird.
The Susan Brown show starring Aaron Keck. I feel like that's pretty much what people think this show is, because there's a lot of people who listen only for this segment. So.
But it's not called either of those things. It's called Talking Books.
With Susan Brown.
Darn it. And so we should be talking books.
Yes. Cool. Well, let's talk about what's going on tomorrow, because there's actually a couple things. Library is closed all day, but there's two things happening, right?
There are so many things.
Friends of the Library is having their Meet the Author tea.
And, no, they're not.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not.
So this thing I should just get rid of here?
There's not a Meet the Author tea tomorrow. There's one soon. That's next week, I think.
Ah, okay.
It's soon. They're having the Piedmont Laureate. But so here's what's happening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about it. I can't even think about anything else. That's why I'm so goofy and brain dead right now. So joining us tomorrow is the world's most famous librarian.
Mm.
Some call her America's librarian.
Yes.
Many know her from NPR. She's a book reviewer there. And now... Well, she's been an author.
Mm-hmm.
She has a series of wonderful nonfiction books, which I've got right here. But now she's a fiction writer. She's a novelist as well. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Nancy Pearl.
Nancy Pearl.
So we had this opportunity to bring Nancy Pearl not only to train our staff, but also to do a public event. So that's what's happening tomorrow. We are going to be closed for our staff development day. We do that every 2 years. And our staff has the opportunity to receive some training and to interact with Nancy Pearl.
That's really cool.
Nancy Pearl is really, really well known for what we call in the library industry, Reader's Advisory, which just means you get to talk about books all day and you help people find their next great read.
Awesome.
So she's going to work with our staff.
So that's the training session?
Yeah,
okay.
On understanding readers and how to match books to readers, how to think about books beyond... So what you and I do generally is, here's a book that I liked.
I think
you will like it. And she comes at it... from a much different approach.
So you're looking at the person that comes to you with a request, and you're like, okay, who are you? What do you do? What is your life like? Here's the book that matches.
Okay. And also, why do you read? Do you read for character?
Mm-hmm.
Do you read for plot? Do you like racy sex and language, or do you like gentle things?
How do you
want to escape?
How do you draw that out of someone? Because if someone came to me and said, "Do you read for character or plot?" I would not necessarily know the answer to that question.
So that's what she does, and that's what reader services folks do. So she'll help our staff draw those things out. Mm-hmm. So you can also so oftentimes when a person comes up and says, "What's a good book to read?" we get that deer in the headlights thing. I don't know.
Stephen King.
That would be our answer.
Throw like seven books at you. Go. Just pick one. They're all 1,400 pages long. Yeah.
She might say, "What's the last book that you read and liked?"
Okay.
Or the question that she's really known for is, "What are you in the mood for?" I might read Stephen King 364 days a year,
but not this
day, I want something different.
Yeah.
So she's one of the best at that. So she's going to work with our staff tomorrow on upping our skills and honing our skills. We're pretty good at it, but we can always get better. And then in the afternoon, we have some other trainings, and then we reopen.
Yes.
Technically, the event starts at 7. We expect people will start coming in around 6:30 or so for a public event. And so that is sponsored by our friends. It's not one of their Meet the Author teas, but her entire visit is sponsored by our friends group,
awesome,
who are amazing. And so we'll have Flyleaf there. They're our other partner in the public event tomorrow night. And Nancy's only making 2 stops in the Triangle. She lives on the West Coast,
mm-hmm,
I think in the Seattle area still. So this is a big deal that we're getting her. So Flyleaf.
So let's pause for a second. Everyone, you're listening out there, tomorrow night, 7:00, be at the Chapel Hill Public Library, because this is a really special event.
It's very special. And she's a wonderful speaker. I've heard her speak several times. Her new book is fabulous. How she talks about the impact of reading on her life. She's just the best. I'm just tickled that she's coming. Flyleaf will be there selling books.
Nice.
And it's going to be a great, great night. So it starts at 7. I imagine the doors will be open around 6:30. Flyleaf will be selling books. If you have some of her books, bring those. She will sign those. And I brought with me Nancy's famous for many things. One of them is she came up with the idea of the One Community, One Book program. Mm-hmm. She was the first one to think, and she was in Seattle at the Seattle Public Library, and she said, "What if we got everybody in town to read the same book and then talk about it?"
Yeah.
That was her. So now those happen everywhere. But she also has an action figure.
Oh my God!
Created for her.
Let the record show that Susan has the Nancy Pearl librarian action figure, wielding it even as we speak.
Yes. So there's actually a new one of these just out, and I believe if Flyleaf got their shipment in, they will be selling them tomorrow night. So this is the OG Nancy Pearl figure, where she's shushing.
That's a collector's item.
You thought
now.
She was picking her nose. She's not.
It does have like hot shushing action from you can. Like, that's a real good arm movement on the shushing hand.
This one's older, and it's well-loved, so the action's a little bit slow on it. And she's got a little stack of books.
By the time she shushes you, you're done talking.
That's funny. These were huge items, and they just brought out. The company is Archie McPhee, who does all kinds of weird plastic things. They just brought out a new one, 2 weeks ago. And the new one, she's wearing a cape, and she's like a superhero.
Yes.
Which is pretty great.
Yeah.
So that's happening tomorrow night. Our friends group who... Again, they just are the best friends. They sponsor so many things for us. They're going to have some fun raffles tomorrow night. Flyleaf has donated some copies of her books. You can win some books. And then Friday morning, our friends are also hosting a special. It's for friends only. There might still be some room. You have to join the friends, which is super cheap and super easy. There's also going to be a breakfast with Nancy Pearl on Friday morning at the library.
That's really cool.
And then big thanks to the Sienna. You mentioned the eye doctor,
My eye doctor.
The Sienna.
My people aren't Glenn Lennox. They're great.
Is putting Nancy Pearl up on Thursday night because she's got a late program at the library and then an early one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday night she'll be at McIntyre's out in Farrington.
Oh, Farrington, yeah.
So she is packing in the stops and the visits while she's here in the Triangle.
That's really
cool.
She's
just awesome. Everybody has to come.
Speaking with Susan Brown, and you mentioned she was coming.
If you don't come, we're going to cancel the show.
Which
Wait a minute,
show?
What?
This, not this show.
Yeah.
I get paid for this.
Oh, sorry.
This is how I this is how I earn my keep, Susan.
You were going to say something, Aaron. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. This was originally scheduled as a like staff training thing, and then it became possible to have her speak, because I feel like it would be really interesting to have like Nancy Pearl come in from Seattle for a private training session and then leave and no one knew. Right. But that was never it, right?
No. Okay. So we saw this opportunity, and I'm an opportunist. I'll
yes.
just put that out there. My dear friend Talia Shearer, who I don't think, have we had her on the show? I don't think we've had her on the show.
Talia Shearer,
she's a
like.
Hoot. Shearer.
Oh, okay. I was like,
sure.
From The Godfather,
no,
Talia Shearer?
No,
okay.
No.
Who else do you know?
I know a lot of people. Some of them are sleeping with the fishes now, so just
okay,
I'm just saying
good,
that. That
yeah.
was a Godfather thing?
Was a Godfather thing, yes.
It's just a terrible gangster joke.
It's a terrible gangster joke and also a Godfather thing. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Okay, there
yeah.
we go.
Spoiler
what
alert,
the heck
sorry.
What were
everyone.
We talking about?
Bringing the opportunity to bring
my
Nancy
friend Talia,
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Talia works for Macmillan, which is one of the big five now, six, mm-hmm. how many big publishers are there? Five
yeah.
now, I think. And we'd been talking about it for a while because we both know her. And we said, we've got to bring her to Chapel Hill. And then when the word came out that her novel was coming out and she would be probably doing a book tour anyways, and the friends could sponsor it and we could bing, bang, boom, have a staff day, we went for
That's
it.
That's a Godfather
and she's,
reference.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah.
And she's lovely. So, of course, she said yes. And then we just piled on things, and she said yes to everything. So
that's awesome.
It's a big deal. It's a real treat. It's going to be great.
Cool. So
yeah.
let's recommend some Nancy Pearl books. What do you got?
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm just
okay.
taking this entire segment off. Like, I haven't been reading anything recently, and I'm just excited to hear about these books. So
yeah.
It's all you.
Oh, it's all me? You're giving me the mic?
I am giving you the mic, yeah.
Are you going to, like, take a nap?
Fun fact, you've had the mic for, 10 minutes.
That's how excited I am. I can't stop talking. Do you want to talk some?
No.
You said you didn't prepare anything for this show.
I did not prepare anything for this show. I
so,
never do.
The first thing I'm going to do is recommend Nancy's books.
Okay.
All right, so she's got a new novel out called
yes.
George and Lizzie, which is wonderful. It's the story of... So if you like reading for character, if you read and you love reading books with great characters, George and Lizzie is fantastic. It's a story of a marriage of two people, obviously named George and Lizzie. It's wonderful. But I also want to recommend her nonfiction books.
Mm-hmm.
And she started doing these, let me see, I forget when the first one came out, maybe in the 90s, no, 2003. So this is a series of nonfiction books, and they're all called Book Lust. And it's the subtitle is Recommended Reading for Every Mood, Moment, and Reason. So these are wonderful little books that just have various topics. So boys coming of age, art appreciation, armchair travel, presidential biographies. Like,
oh, wow.
This is like a decade's worth of shows for us, Aaron. We should just keep these books
right.
here and pick a topic
this
and
is
just
fantastic.
Read Nancy Pearl. Because
yeah.
So it's basically the same type of thing that we do, where she takes a theme, mm-hmm. recommends books on it, only she's much better at it. I mean, we're okay.
We're pretty good.
We're pikers compared to her.
Bunch of hoses in this room, eh?
That's right. Yeah. So there's Book Lust, and then there's more Book Lust, and then she did Book Crush, which is Book Lust, but for kids and teens.
Okay.
So if you are a kid or a teen, or if you have kids and teens in your house that are readers, this is wonderful. And then the last one she did was Book Lust to Go. Recommended reading for travelers, vagabonds, and dreamers.
Nice.
So it's a slightly tighter frame on the book lust.
So wait, what constitutes idea? Like a good book for a vacation? We're not talking about books available on audio. We're talking about books.
So in Book Lust to Go,
yeah.
the topics are things like Iceland. Frolicking in Finland.
Okay, so like travel
Baltimore.
Reads and yes. Okay,
yeah.
gotcha.
So it's books either that are about that place or
okay.
novels that are set
so
there.
So these aren't just like generic books to take with you on vacation. This is like, oh, you're going to Iceland to read these books.
Or, right,
okay.
Or you're never going to go to Iceland, but
read
you want
books.
To read
yeah, experience
exactly.
it. Yeah. You know what, just read this book. It's about Iceland.
That's right.
Yeah.
So these are all wonderful books, and I highly recommend them.
That's awesome. awesome.
Actually, some of the raffle baskets tomorrow night, the friends went through these books and pulled out books, and so they've created these raffle baskets based around her recommendations.
Nice.
Oh, I'll tell you one cool thing. Uh-huh. One even more cool,
A
cooler thing about tomorrow. So the friends are doing these raffle baskets. One of them, the publisher donated 12 copies of her new book. So it's like if a book club wants to read Nancy Pearl's new book,
nice.
You can win for I think the tickets are like, you know, 1 for 3, 2 for 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another is a big tower of her book recommendations. And then one of them is a set of these books. And if you win that, you also get a personalized recommended reading list from Nancy Pearl.
Love it.
She's going to like email you and go through her thing of what do you like to read, what do you mood for, and then she will curate a list, a personal reading list just for you.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. It's really cool.
Love it.
So should I keep talking?
No, let's we got to wrap up here in a minute. So we'll take a break, but Susan Brown, thank you so much. This is going to be awesome. And tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Doors open around 6:30-ish.
6:30.
Yeah.
Libraries close tomorrow.
Yep.
Nothing will be due. No fines will accrue. So,
You buried the lead there.
Well,
Nancy Pearl. No fines tomorrow?
No
oh,
fines
my God.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
holds. We'll pause all the holds. So
okay.
If you have a book on hold, it's cool.
All the logistics, like, it's as if the library is closed, which
correct.
It is, in fact.
You'll see people in there because we're having our staff day. So
it's like peering into the chocolate factory and not
Exactly.
Being able to
get and
in.
People,
yeah.
like, beg us to, like, open up the door so they can, like, I just want to come in and grab my
one
hold.
Thing.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we might put paper up so it's going to look weird, but yeah. So
it's all good.
Only once a year or only once every 2 years,
we do
this. And then, yes, tomorrow evening, 6:30, doors.
Love it.
7 o'clock program.
That's going to be really cool. Nancy Pearl, tomorrow, 7 p.m. At the Chapel Hill Public Library. Be there. It's going to be terrific. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.